You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
You are on Bumble again, mm-hmm. and you have an update for us?
Yes, I actually do, and it's a very interesting one, too. So over the weekend, I have matched with this guy that gave me a very interesting and weird compliment. He said, I am very pretty. Like, berry, like bear.
Oh, no. Because he sent a picture of a bear.
No, I did.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. I was going to say that is.
Yeah, but.
So hang on a second. You sent a picture.
It was a gif of a bear that is waving behind the fence.
Yeah, I know. You always do that.
It's my signature conversation starter. Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, maybe it wasn't that weird now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, yeah, he's probably trying to play into your
messages. Oh, that's actually cute. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, and then I was like, this is the weirdest compliment I've ever received, but thank you. And he was like, so why are you hanging out with Jay Foch? And just so you know, one of the pictures on my dating profile is a selfie of me, you, and date Kate on a baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
Just because my face looks symmetrical on that selfie and I wanted to put it out there. And
yeah,
you happen to be there too. So anyway, so this guy recognized you and he said that he's been listening to 96.5 ever since I don't know how many years. And I told him that I'm Katie from Russia. And he was like, oh my God, how awesome is that? But I guess it creeped him out that I was hanging out with you, and he deleted his Bumble account the next day after that.
Foch, you're ruining Katie's dating life.
What did I do? I didn't do anything. I didn't tell her to post.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
I mean, but I didn't. How am I ruining
maybe
it?
Maybe I was not the reason why he deleted the account in the first place, but I just saw that he is no longer in Bumble and I don't get to talk to him.
What does that usually
anymore.
Mean? Does that mean that they get serious with someone or someone is like,
it's
you better
that,
delete your Bumble account or I'm going to.
It might be that.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Or he just, I don't know, got creeped out by somebody or just got tired.
Me.
Or his girlfriend found out about it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or that.
Yeah.
He also said that he heard that I'm a very good cook. Which is very interesting because literally every single food that I bring in the studio, you hate. Except my mom's cooking.
That's not true.
You don't like my cooking. You like my mom's cooking.
Well, your mom's cooking is really good.
Yeah.
But I will say, yeah, some Russian dishes, they just don't have any spices. It's just kind of bland.
You know what? Some Americans people commented under that and they said that you eat too much fast food, that you can't taste anything.
I don't eat any fast food.
Yeah,
I can't tell you the last time I've eaten
Sancho's. That's
like
your diet.
Every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, okay. So I guess I'm sorry. Like, or take the picture down.
Yeah, maybe you should take it down.
Or like blur my face out or something.
Okay, that would be creepy.
Okay,
that'd be creepy.
I don't think your face ruined everything. And in fact, I think it brought up some attention. I'm not sure why he deleted his account, but if he's listening right now, I'm interested in finding out why that happened.
Okay.
Because I didn't get to respond to him.
417-862-9965.
Don't.
If you're this guy.
Or just hit us up on our socials. Like, and I don't know if this guy is like in the age range of me dialing on a phone.
Maybe.
Sure he's not. Okay, so I apologize. And take that picture down.
Yeah, you might need to, Katie.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be working for you.
No, nobody's going to want to see that.
Yeah, or maybe he got like self-conscious, the fact that I was next to such a beautiful man, you know?
Oh my God.
Well, that could be it too.
What is uh-huh. Hey, by the way, I don't control your raises or your salary here.
Okay,
I'm
never mind.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.